Right, Simon, what is it that you say exactly?
So yesterday we spoke about Vienna.
Yes, and because your travels.
I want to carry it on. I want to tell you today a little bit about Budapest.
Oh, so these are your recent travels.
These are 2 weeks ago travels. And okay. They've left quite strong impressions. You probably think, my goodness me, this oaks a misery. But it's the end of the misery today, I promise. Today we put the last of the historical angst to bed.
All right, so you go off to Budapest.
Yes.
Budapest.
Mm. On a bus from Vienna to Budapest. And it's quite remarkable because the landscape does not change. It's flat and featureless and boring. And there's no indication that you're arriving somewhere else, which is so totally foreign. The languages are unintelligible to each other. Kathy, this Hungarian's going to make me go and slit my wrist.
This is apparently Budapest, the heart of Hungarian gypsy music.
Well, they weren't that miserable at the time.
Okay. I thought gypsy music was happy.
Happy, so did I. These were miserable ones.
This sounds very Eastern European to me. Listen.
It's not going anywhere. Kathy.
I mean, okay. All right.
Don't make me laugh. This is a very serious story.
All right. So tell us.
You arrive in Budapest, and Budapest, it's not Vienna. It's not imperial. There's a seediness to Budapest, which is kind of real and grungy. You can see it's had better days. The communists were there for a long time. Elements of grandeur, but not grand like Vienna is grand.
Yes.
Did a city tour, saw the most incredible sights, saw those baths that take your breath away, tore the castle on the
Did
hill.
Did you see the Danube?
Unbelievable. Crossed the Danube. Funny that you knew I was going to get there. Crossed the Danube to get to the other side of the river from Buda to Pest or from Pest to Buda. I don't know which is which. And there on the side, somebody points out a couple of shoes. It's an installation. It's a memorial. Shoes. Sitting on the side of the Danube River.
What kind of shoes? Men's shoes, women's shoes, kids' shoes?
All sorts of shoes.
Oh, lots of different shoes.
And why are they there and what are those shoes? Back to 1939 and 1945 again, the Nazis so hated the Jews with their collaborators that they tied at times 10, 15, 20, 30 Jews together. They didn't want to waste the bullet, so they just shot the first one and threw them into the Danube and they would follow like dominoes. And that is what that monument does. And it is freaky and eerie and uncomfortable. And the peace that I was speaking to you about that I felt in Vienna in the Jewish square was nothing like that here. This was just sheer revulsion and sheer anger.
How did you relate to the people? And I mean, we've got 30 seconds. But how did you relate to the Hungarian people? And how did they relate to you? I mean, did they know you were Jewish? Did you then want to put a kippah on your head and walk around with a kippah? Because it's a very, very anti-Semitic.
Odd you say that. Wow. Because that was my, I mean, how many times have I told you on the station I'm not religious, but it was the only time in my life where I wanted to put on a yarmulke. It's the only time in my life where I thought I need to do this.
And did you?
The next day I did. The next day I did when I went to visit the Jewish sites particularly, yeah. And the Jewish shul in particular, which is the largest synagogue in the whole of Europe. That in itself is a bit of a story because that is such a disappointment, or to me anyway. It is so cathedral-like. It was so Hungarians trying to be more Hungarian than Hungarians that they built themselves a cathedral. And it was the absolute opposite to me of what a shul should be. A shul should be a place of inward examination, of communicating with a higher power, and this was just opulence. It was a very bizarre experience. But Kathy, you're absolutely right. There was a doubt and a reluctance to go to Hungary for exactly that reason.
We've got to get to news, but let's continue this. Have you traveled to Hungary? How did you relate to the people? And you know, did you find them to be anti-Semitic? I'd be very, very interested to hear your answer. So get in touch with us here on High FM.